agencies looking at convergence of their information technology systems could start with a little SMAC. SMAC is a convergence strategy that integrates social media, that's the S, mobile computing is the M, analytics is the A, and cloud computing is the C. George Del Pret is a principal at the global public sector at Grant Thornton and writing about seven steps to bring SMAC convergence to your agency. George, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the program. You have an interesting take on the chief information officer, and you're even proposing a name change in a little bit of a technicality. Tell me about that to start us. Thanks for coming on the program, George.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Francis, thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure for me to be here talking about this today. And you talk about, I don't know that, we're ready for an official name change, but in the context of SMAC, you know, we did talk about some different roles that the CIO really needs to play in order to make technology convergence real in their organizations. And so we went from CIO to CI3O. And those three I's are things that most CIOs are familiar with and working hard on each day. The first is really the integrator, the one who can take all these different technologies, the cloud, you know, the analytic tools they have in the organization and all that information that's being generated in different places every day. The mobile devices, which are changing, you know, from legacy BlackBerries to new mobile devices, and the social media inputs coming from the citizens, and put those all together to make them work. The CIO also really needs to be the innovator. And when you're thinking about SMAC convergence and how it can benefit an organization, the CIO needs to get the organization to think about new ways of doing things. And then the final is kind of that, what I call the information curator, the person who knows where the information is in the organization and how it can be used to help the organization make better business decisions. But when you know, people talk about SMAC convergence, not everyone's familiar with the term and what it means. So let me just take a second to kind of give you an example of some SMAC convergence that is working very well today.
Sure.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the traffic application Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Yes.
It's a mobile application that many of us use to figure out the best way to get things. And the city of Boston is actually using information from Waze and rideshare company Uber to help citizens have more access to information on road closures in the city of Boston. And they take the information in real time from Waze users, and they regulate the flow of traffic by changing the traffic lights in real time. That's great. Wouldn't that be wonderful in Washington?
Oh, yes.
You're getting input in real time from the citizens through mobile devices. It's being analyzed, and then they're taking action to provide better service to the citizen.
Yes, the attraction of the Waze app is that it's powered by information that its users provide. So it's a multi-way exchange of information, and Waze is kind of the aggregator more than the collector and provider of the information.
That's right. That's right. And it's coming in from us as we're driving. You can find out where police are or others on the road to use that information and make quick business decisions.
That actually has gotten the people behind the Waze app into a little bit of hot water, where police departments are not crazy about their whereabouts being told to everybody who's using the app. You have seven steps to SMAC convergence, and we just have a few moments left, so let's walk through each of them. The first one is to develop the elevator pitch. Why is it important to be able to very succinctly explain how you're going to go about doing whatever it is you're going to go about doing, George?
I think this is, with any good transformation effort, the first thing is to be able to engage all the key stakeholders that are going to help make this successful or not successful. So really, that's the foundation of this all. And the key questions, I think, are really, asking yourself, is there a way for us to unlock data in our organization to enable citizens to help solve some of the big challenges that we have today? Or can we mobile enable certain business processes to enable us to better serve our constituents? And that's really the essence of the elevator pitch, is answering kind of those key questions around what convergence is and why we want to do it.
The second step to SMAC convergence success, craft a concept of operations to govern implementation of your SMAC transformation initiatives. Number three is to form a governance process steering committee and innovation team. The fourth one I want to park on for a moment, George, solicit ideas and build use cases with internal and external stakeholders. It's especially why is it important to bring in external stakeholders, and is it always easy to identify who they are?
I think it's not always easy to identify who those folks are, but I think it's critical. If you want to do something that's really going to benefit the way you serve your constituents, it's important to get their perspectives. I think a lot of times folks make assumptions about what those perspectives are without asking the question. So as we're trying to solicit ideas for ways that we could better benefit the organization, it's critical to get out there and get input from those constituents. There's a great example I just heard about. An organization has revamped its system for taking in complaints from its customers. They had 18 paper-based forms for logging complaints, and they put it into an online interactive portal. Initially, they were looking at spending $3 million over a couple years, but they actually used agile development and put the entire thing together for less than $500,000 in 6 months. I mean, to me, that's really what the essence of convergence is, and they couldn't have done that without getting input from those constituents. So that's really kind of the use case that, folks would be thinking about, is how can we spend less money and provide better service? The bad part of that example is complaints went up by 50%, but at least they know that now.
Well, and it's kind of a classic case of people would have complained probably to that level before if they thought it would have done any good, or if they knew, in some cases, if they knew even where those complaints should have gone.
Yes, absolutely.
The fifth step to SMAC convergence success that you write about, George, is identify how you'll leverage and protect organizational data. And the security issue is certainly a policy issue that agencies struggle with. The sixth is to evaluate internal or external options for mobile and analytic development, capabilities, contracts, scalability, modify as needed. And that's the structural stuff that some agencies have struggled with, and we've seen some pretty high-profile examples of them in the last several years.
No question about that. I think, you know, the proliferation of data these days is just unbelievable. I read somewhere that by 2024, the government's going to be storing over $16 billion worth of redundant data. So trying to wrap your arms around what kinds of information you have and how it can be used, I think, is a critical foundational step to this part of SMAC convergence. And then once you do that, the sixth step is really how can we leverage what's out there in industry to move from an environment where we're buying our own hardware and software and provisioning it and figuring out how to refresh it every few years, from moving to the cloud to buy it by the drink.